Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Today on our weekday podcast, I want to talk about heaven. It is one of my favorite subjects, and I'm ready to roll. But there are so many things about heaven that we humans just don't grasp. Like, when Jesus returns, is he coming back just for a visit to pick us up and take us all to heaven? Like, when Jesus returns to the earth, is he staying or are we going? Well, physical bodies, this is a big point. Physical bodies need a physical world, right? I mean, we need air, food, we need water. If we don't have these things, then we die. If we really believe in a physical resurrection, which is clearly, by the way, what the scriptures teach us, then renewed physical bodies will also need a renewed earth in which to live. At the return of Jesus, everything is made new. It is super important, folks, at this point to define the word new. Now, there are two words for the word new inside of the Greek language in the New Testament. One is the word kainos, which means new in kind. The other is neos, which means replaced. Can you see the difference? I mean, the best way I can describe it, I read in an article from Crossway that says it this way, that there are two women who married to men with gambling addictions. The first woman's husband goes to Gamblers Anonymous, meets Christ, and through this overcomes his addiction. The second woman divorces her husband and remarries. Now, both women say, I'm married to a new man, but they mean totally different things by new. So in Greek, the first woman would use the word kainos as the same husband who has been changed radically or renewed radically. The second woman would use the term neos, as in my former husband has now been replaced with a different husband. Can you see the difference? So when we see this, we know that the Greek in the New Testament describes new heavens and a new earth. It uses the word kainos. The earth will not be discarded. It's going to be renewed. All former things pass away and the effects of sin are removed. If you're looking for that reference, go to the book of the Revelation in chapter 21, verse 4. There, we will have no need for a temple in that city because the presence of Christ Jesus is going to be there forever. You can find that also in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 22. Friend, when Jesus comes back, he intends to stay and rule this renewed and changed and far better world because it's rightfully his. You see, heaven is not the home for which we were created. Heaven is where we will temporarily be until we are fully and completely renewed, including a new earth upon his return to this world. By the way, friend, the resurrection of Jesus was earthly and was physical. Did you hear me? The resurrection of Jesus was earthly and physical. All of the gospel writers emphasize the senses after his resurrection of touch, sight, and taste. And friend, even doubting Thomas knew what the holes in the hands and the side and in those feet meant to us. Christianity, our faith in Jesus, is a resurrection religion. So today, walk in resurrection power. And oh, and by the way, make sure you catch 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, where we will be known and we will be like him. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.